File number 2174. Interview between Dr. Rose Franklin and Eva Reyes. Location, Johns Hopkins Hospital, Baltimore, Maryland.
Hi, Eva. No, please don't get up.
Hey, Rose. What are you doing here?
What do you think I'm doing here? I came as soon as I heard. You scared us for a while.
Us?
Okay, you scared me.
I swallowed some water.
Your heart stopped. Your heart stopped for 30 minutes.
Okay, so I died a little. You were dead for years.
Technically, you didn't die.
You just said my heart stopped for a half hour.
I'm just saying you weren't pronounced dead. You were too cold. Doctors can't declare a patient dead while they're in hypothermia. They need to be rewarmed first. I think the saying is, they're not dead until they're warm and dead.
Still, 30 minutes? Is that a record?
Sorry, you almost died. You came this close. You scared the hell out of me. But you won't make the Guinness Book of Records.
Yuckets.
Good news is they say you'll recover completely. How are you feeling?
I'm as high as a kite, so not bad. I don't know what they gave me. I still hurt. My entire body hurts, like I've been dipped in boiling water. I just don't care. Good pills.
You'll get better.
How are you, Rose? What have you been doing?
I'm okay. They offered me a job. I said no.
What was it?
Research, like before.
Why did you turn it down?
That's what everyone keeps asking. With everything that's happening, it just seems wrong.
We could still learn a lot with you in charge.
Maybe. We've learned a lot before. Look what we did with it. Has anything good come out of anything I've done?
Besides millions of people being alive instead of dead?
I'm not sure I had anything to do with that. The Act might have left on their own. Now they're using what we did to rob people of their most basic rights, to wage war, to hurt people. I'm not sure I want to be a part of that anymore.
What will you do?
I'm moving back to Chicago. We're kind of famous. I think I can use that to get a teaching job at the university.
That's good. They offered me a job, too.
Already? I figured they would, but I thought they'd wait at least until you could walk. What did you say?
What do you mean, what did I say?
You said yes?
Rose, when I said offered, they weren't exactly asking, you know that? I'm an A4, A5, whatever the biggest A is. What else am I supposed to do? Turn them down? Spend the rest of my life in a glass room? No thanks. Maybe, if I'm really lucky, they'll let me live in a camp. I've been there, Rose. It's not everything it's cracked up to be.
I'm not judging you, Eva.
It kind of sounds like you are.
I'm not. Honestly, Eva, I'm not. I don't have all the answers. Vincent thinks...
I know what my dad thinks. He thinks if the Russians have a robot of their own, if they have Themis, it'll even things out. Maybe he can create a stalemate, stop things from getting worse than they already are.
He does. That's why he chose to stay. He's risking his life trying to make things better. Even you can see that.
I know he is. Believe me, I know. People have been reminding me ever since I got here. Poor girl. Her dad's a traitor. We're so glad you're not a traitor like your dad.
Just ignore them.
Well, he is helping Russia.
You know why.
I do, but I don't think it's the right move.
Are you sure you're not letting your personal feelings get in the way? You're not the most objective person when it comes to your dad.
I'm not the most objective person? Do you hear yourself, Rose? I didn't say I'd like to get my nose pierced. I said I didn't think helping our enemy, the people that took us prisoners, the people who killed Ekim, was the right move. Why are we even having this conversation? Do you think he's right? Honestly, do you think what he's doing will... You know what? It doesn't even matter. Say he's right. Are you really okay with things not getting any worse? Is that enough?
And you think you can make things better by working for the U.S.?
I think a stalemate only means we get to keep this mess around forever. Someone has to win before it gets better.
What good would that do? There are work camps in the U.S., Eva. We have them here, now. Do you really think it would be better? Better than, say, if Russia ruled the world?
Maybe. Maybe not. The U.S. didn't put me in an aquarium, so I'm partial to them right now.
Eva, I think you need to...
I can't just sit and watch Rose. Tell me what else I can do. Tell me what to do, and I'll do it. But I have to do something.